Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Your kids want to play a sport. Okay, that's great. Are they safe? We are learning more and more about concussions, not only in the professional ranks like the NFL and other professional sports, but high schools now are really starting to look at how to lessen the amount of concussions that kids get. And Arizona is the only state in the nation to limit heading practices in high school soccer. Is that necessarily a good thing? Will that keep you
heading
safe?
Heading the ball?
Heading the ball.
I was great at that. Mm-hmm. I ran away from that. I never did it. I always worried about it. I played soccer.
You didn't get a concussion.
No, but... I never got a concussion. But when the ball is kicked by the goalie all the way up in the air, I always faked to go after it and missed it purposely. Because I always thought, why would I do that? But here in Arizona, they're saying, if you're a high school soccer player, here's a way to kind of prevent concussions.
They're going to limit heading practices during soccer drills to help reduce the opportunity. Joining us now is Allie Vetner. She is a KTAR News reporter, also a former college athlete, and you did play soccer for a number of years.
I sure did, yeah. Almost 18 years. So my whole childhood, growing up, I went through the whole little kid teams, played club soccer, high school soccer, and finished in college.
And you had to ultimately, though, quit because of...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a quitter.
Right.
I would not say I quit. My junior year, I got a concussion towards the end of my season, and it was actually my fourth diagnosed concussion. Mm. And I mean, I say diagnosed because sometimes you don't know, and you're in the middle of a game, and you're just going to keep playing. But it was diagnosed, and at that point, I was losing sleep, I was not doing well in school, and I just had constant migraines. And At that point, I was diagnosed by the trainer. I was going and seeing a specialist, and they said, it is at your best interest for you to quit playing. And I mean, at whatever, 19 years old, when you're told that, and having brain injuries, that's pretty scary. So fortunately, I went to a school that honored that and listened to the doctors, and they actually honored my scholarship, and I was able to stay on the team for my senior year, but I rode the bench and cheered on my team, but I was not able to practice or get on the field again.
Allie Vetner's done a pretty good story about Arizona limiting some practices in high school soccer to prevent concussions. How did you get your concussions? Was it heading the ball in soccer, or was it, because soccer is a brutal game. I mean, a lot of people don't realize it's very physical.
Yeah, definitely. So the story I did this morning on Arizona's Morning News, talking to Dr. Javier Cardenas with Barrow Neurological Institute, he actually references how soccer is second to concussions, but it's only to football. Obviously,
Wow. Obviously,
everyone knows football is going to be that contact sport. Yes, you're not allowed to spear tackle in football anymore, mm-hmm. but with soccer, you don't have a helmet on, and you're going up against people for a tackle. So the main contributing factor with concussions is that 50-50 challenge when you're trying to win a punt out of the air or an air ball or whatever the case may be. So that is definitely one of those things that people don't realize, because they think, oh, heading a soccer ball is not that difficult. Well, the thing is I vividly remember my first concussion, which was probably the most rare and aggressive form of a concussion. It was in high school. Yeah. And it was on a corner kick. I was a defensive back. So I was a defender playing on the outside of the field, and I was guarding one of the posts on the goal, and we're standing there, and somebody kicked in the corner kick. I went to go clear the ball, heading the ball with my temple, mm-hmm. our foreheads, because that's where we're taught, because that's the hardest part on your head. And I got contact with the ball, completely cleared the ball, but I had a much larger, taller girl. Clearly, I'm not the tallest, but she tried to win the ball. I got there first. Her head hit my head. My head hit the post.
And that was, and then your head hit the post.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying that's more of a rare occurrence, because most often it's head to head.
So what's Arizona doing to limit this stuff?
Actually, just recently, past maybe 2 years, they issued this regulation that Arizona high schools are going to limit the practices with just practicing headers. And so they're not tiring their necks as much. So rather than going and practicing at just their actual practices heading, it's instead prepare themselves for games in that scenario, saving their neck muscles.
All right. Allie Vetner, thanks. Great story. Heard it today on Arizona's Morning News.